KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
There's a spring in the mountain, and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support provided by Bailey Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with our guest host, Connor Knighton.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world, it's just a simple song. This world is turning round a simple song. Hello and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. I'm Connor Knighton, and I'm honored to be filling in for Kathy Matea this week. Over the past year, I have been everywhere from Ireland to Idaho, reporting for CBS Sunday Morning, but the opportunity to spend a Sunday evening here in my hometown of Charleston, West Virginia, at the Culture Center, is the trip I have been looking forward to the most. It is so good to be back home. For all of you listening on the radio, you're going to be glad you joined us. We've got an especially packed show this evening. We've got a bill filled with some of our favorite guests. In our second hour, we're going to be hearing from a singer and songwriter who's recently added stand-up comedian to his resume. Stephen Kellogg returns to Mountain Stage. We'll also welcome back an artist who's been coming to see us since 1995. The one and only Jill Sobule returns for the 11th time. Caleb Cottle's first Mountain Stage appearance was on our 1,000th episode. Tonight, he's returned for round two. This time, he's brought his whole band with him. Later on this hour, we'll hear from Caleb Cottle and the Sweet Critters. Coming up in just a bit, an old friend of Mountain Stage who has a brand new album out, Mindy Smith, has come back to Mountain Stage. Before I introduce our first act, I want to take a moment to note that we're celebrating the 41st anniversary of Mountain Stage this evening. This is my second time guest hosting the show. The first was way back in 2016 when I filled in for Larry Gross, except Larry wasn't out of town that week. He hadn't called in sick. He was backstage the whole time. It was an experiment. Larry knew that he was going to step down one day. And so the goal was to get the audience warmed up to the idea that it was possible for episodes of Mountain Stage to exist without Larry Gross behind their microphone. And at the time, that was a terrifying prospect, especially for the guy who'd come in to fill his shoes for the evening. But Larry knew that he'd built something that was bigger than any one person. 5 years later, when he passed the permanent hosting reins to Kathy Matea, he was proven right. Mountain Stage has continued to thrive. It now airs on more NPR stations than ever before. We're celebrating our 41st anniversary thanks to all of the listeners like you who keep tuning in to hear world-class performances. So, thank you. World-class performers like our next act. David Mayfield is a Grammy-nominated, multi-talented entertainer who has guest-hosted this show several times, but tonight, he's got some company with him. His band is the David Mayfield Parade, and like the best parades, they've got an infectious energy, they're eclectic, they're great to see live. They've just released a new album entitled Go Big and Go Home, produced by Grammy-winning West Virginia native and another past guest host, Tim O'Brien. Please give a big round of applause and welcome back to the Mountain Stage, the David Mayfield Parade.
Home, the Lord. From his heaven. There will be no more weeping, there will be no more pain from the great tribulation we have to say.
Oh, the Lord will come down from his heaven on high. He's coming to take us to the great by and by. We'll join all our loved ones we've waited to meet. The glory of God in heaven we'll see.
Thank you, music lovers. We are the We're the David Mayfield Parade. We're going to be out here pretty soon, but first we're going to play a couple songs to hold you over. Unfortunately, this next one is not one of those. But it's a real treat for us to get to come and play here in beautiful America. We're real excited. Like Connor said, we made a record produced by Tim O'Brien for Mountain Fever Records. It's an all original, sort of gospel album, and we're going to just play a bunch of songs from that. I like to say it's our Grammy eligible album.
It's true.
We can hope. I wrote this song with my wife. It's a song called At Your Throne, and it's going to start soon.
Thank you.
shadows within. The Spirit of Truth sings its song. Thank you, friends. Hallelujah. Somebody listening over the radio just been cured of plantar fasciitis. I'm certain of it. All right, folks. I'd like to introduce the folks up here in the band, if that's okay with you guys. Over here playing the angry ukulele, or mandolin, as we like to call it. This fella makes his home in the buzzing metropolis of Dayton Beach, Ohio. This is Keith Wallen on the mandolin. And also from Dayton Beach, Ohio, we've got Ryan Wallen playing Dobro. Dobro. And the smart man in the band, he's a professor of gender physics, but he also plays a little bass. Back here on the upright basso profundo, this is Graham Bell. And in this corner, we have two-time national banjo champion, Stephen Moore, from St. Clairsville, Ohio. My name is Davey Mayfield, but I love it when you call me Big Papa. We're going to do another song off this new record. Here's one written by Ryan Wallen, who's a gifted songwriter, so you're not going to hear much of that. Stay in your lane, boy.
Yes, sir.
When do I get to meet Kathy Mattea?
Later? All right.
Bring her out. There's one called The Line.
Each breath you draw nearer, not knowing where your place is in the line. see the light. Remember, love is the answer. As we move through this chapter, follow him on your way to eternal life.
We're all in line together, some single file, some side to side. One day we know we'll make the climb up the stairway to paradise. Side to side, one day we know we'll make the climb up the stairway to paradise.
I don't know why we're tuning now, folks. We've known about this gig for weeks. All right. Well, you haven't seen a whole lot of them so far tonight, but how about Connor, guest hosting? He's doing a great job, huh? They asked me to host tonight, but I had a previous engagement. All right. We'd like to do a song for you now that was written by one of the greatest musical legends of bluegrass music, a true genius and pioneer, probably been a big inspiration to a lot of the boys in the band and probably been a big inspiration to a lot of the other acts on the show tonight. And I wrote this one recently. It was me the whole time. I wrote this recently. I wrote it with a pencil, which I find is the best way to write songs because you can erase the parts that are terrible and make them better. This is one off that Grammy-eligible album, which is available online wherever mediocre bluegrass is illegally downloaded. It's one called Face Your Life.
By the dew upon the leaves, the way the flowers bloom and the sky is blue, I find comfort in the simplest things. But every day is chaos if the path's unclear. Yet there's order to each step we take. If we shoulder our burdens and face our fears, we'll find meaning in the choices that we make. Thank you. In the shadows of doubt, where the light gets dim, I see hope in the helping of hands. The way we keep moving forward, limb by limb, there's a story in the future told. Troubled times when the world is scared, I see grace in the helping of hands. And when we stand together and show we care, I see the beauty of my fellow man. So stand up straight, face your
for just one more song for you guys. I love it here at Mountain Stage, and so thankful to be back and happy to have the whole band here. I'll be here again in the future probably. We're going to do a song for you now off this new record that is a happy little bluegrass ditty that we made up about the end of the world. Too soon? This one called Time's Winding Up. We'll do this and we'll say goodbye. We love you. See y'all in the morning. Yep. One, two, ready, and... All the crops will wither, every beast shall shiver, mountains roll into rivers, what should be screamed is mumbled, nations burn and crumble, soon every king will be humbled, their time's winding up. I said time, 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 time's winding up. You may think that it keeps rolling on, but you can't get to where you're going if it's gone. Time's winding up. Signs and wonders, and know your days are numbered, your time winding up. I said time, 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 time winding up. You may think that it keeps rolling on, but you can't get to where you're going if it's gone. Time winding up.
Field Parade. Their new album, Go Big and Go Home, is on Mountain Fever Records. You can learn all about them at davidmayfieldparade.com. It's the 41st anniversary of Mountain Stage this evening, but I did a piece for CBS on the 50th anniversary of Country Roads, which is a couple years back, and it will not surprise you to learn that the man who wrote that song had never visited West Virginia when he wrote it. That's why all the geography is funky in it. He is from Massachusetts. It was very nearly almost heaven, Massachusetts. And then he decided West Virginia sounded better. But Bill Danoff is his name. He was one of the co-writers of the song. And when I was talking to him, he told me that there was another verse, and this is 100% real, that they almost had in it. And at the last minute, John Denver was fine with this verse. And then Bill was like, you know what? Maybe it won't play on the radio. But all they knew about West Virginia is that they had some hippie friends who came from some West Virginia commune to come see them in D.C. They had a dog named Poncho, and so he wrote the following verse. In the foothills, hiding from the clouds, pink and purple, West Virginia farmhouse, naked ladies, men who look like Christ, and a dog named Poncho nibbling on the rice, Country Road. So that was very nearly in Country Roads, and they took it out at the last minute. So it's time to welcome our singer Julie Adams to the show. She'll be joined today, as always, by the Mountain Stage Band. Ron Soule, the leader of the band, on acoustic guitar. Ryan Kennedy and Michael Lipton are on electric guitars. Bob Thompson's at the piano. Steve Hill's on bass. And Ahmed Solomon is our drummer. Julie has chosen Stories We Could Tell, written by John Sebastian. Please welcome Julie Adams.
Talking to myself again, wondering if this traveling is good. And is there something better doing we'd be doing if we could? And all the stories we could tell. And if this all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see us sitting on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell. Remember that guitar in a museum in Tennessee, and the nameplate on the glass brought back 20 melodies, and the scratches on the face told of all the times he fell, singing every story he could tell. Listen to the stories it could tell. I can still see listening to the stories we could tell. And I can still see us sitting on the bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell.
That was Julie Adams performing at Stories We Could Tell, written by John Sebastian. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Remember, if you missed part of Mountain Stage or want to hear something again, visit the podcast section of mountainstage.org. That's how I listen when I'm traveling around the country. Each podcast includes songs not heard on the radio and usually the complete finale song. If you enjoyed the show, take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Quiet Town is Mindy Smith's first studio album in over a decade. The Long Island-born, Nashville-based singer-songwriter has been making noise ever since her acclaimed 2004 debut, One Moment More, which was just re-released on vinyl. It led her to become the first person ever to win the Americana Music Association's Emerging Artist Award. After she sang on Kenny Chesney's 2018 track, Better Boat, he described her angelic voice as genreless. It's bigger than all of us. We are so glad she's here to share it with us tonight. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mindy Smith.
Keep you safe.
to Jesus and let him hold you in his arms. Good evening. It's great to be back here. Excuse me, Emily. How you doing tonight? Make sure I have my list of songs. So I'm going to do something I used to do back in the day, stand up here and hold my guitar and let these fine musicians take the lead on this next song that I wrote with a fabulous songwriter years ago named Hillary Lindsay. And so I thought I'd share it with you tonight. It's a song off of a record I put out years ago when I was only just a young one. Thank you. Thank you for laughing. Appreciate it. I need it. Hey, friend, where we always hiding? It's no wonder that we're sinking down. Why should we stand in lonely shadows with so much light around? Gonna dry us out. Whatever they're selling, we've gotta stop buying. 'Cause our pockets are empty now. I've thought about it and I've prayed about it out loud. Out loud, and we can talk about it. We can pray. Hey, friend, where are we always fighting? Who's left to hit when everybody's down? I know we're afraid, but love is trying to save us anyhow. I've thought about it, and I've prayed about it out loud. Out loud. This band back here. So blessed.
So I'm so happy to be here tonight because I'm happy to be toting with me a brand new album that it's been about 12 years since I've released an album. And it's actually called Quiet Town. So I'm going to do a couple songs off of that record. And I'm really proud of it. It's a record I was able to get a fine producer named Nielsen Hubbard to work with on. And Compass Records got behind it, so I'm happy for that. And there we go. I've tuned without breaking a string. So I was born and raised on Long Island, New York. I don't know if you could tell. But my family's actually not far from here, so that's pretty awesome that I wound up singing this type of music. It's in my blood. This next song I'm going to share with you, I actually wrote it with some gentlemen back not too long ago, but I've been touring around the nation here for some time, and I've been singing about my mom on a record I put out years ago called One Moment More. But and her name was Sharon, but I'm happy to say that my niece had a baby, and so and she named her Sharon. So Sharon with two R's 2.0. And it's kind of been fun to kind of change gears a little bit and sing about something new and fresh. And what better than a new baby? I mean, right? Anyway, this is a little bit of a lullaby. The sun circles back up over the hill and leaves you a new day on your windowsill. Oh, and I love you still. Ooh, I always will. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me and having me back on this wonderful stage here at Mountain Stage. It's something I look forward to when I get to do it, so I hope I get to come back again sometime soon. This next song I wrote with a fabulous artist and songwriter, and her name is Matresa Berg. You can applaud, she's amazing. But I want to again thank you so much for having me and listening to these new songs. And my new album is called Quiet Town, and I'm excited about it, so. Thanks again to this beautiful, wonderful band. But this song's called Jericho.
raising up hell like a holy roller.
Mindy Smith, her new album Quiet Town is out on Compass Records. You can learn more at mindysmithmusic.com. We hope you'll take a look at our website, mountainstage.org. There you can find links to our podcast, and you can follow us on just about every form of social media and find tickets to our next live show. You can also find information about our special collaboration with Oh Boy Records, available now, live on Mountain Stage, Outlaws and Outliers. It's a double vinyl or two CD compilation featuring 21 tracks recorded live on Mountain Stage from artists like Wilco, Indigo Girls, Jason Isbell, Rhiannon Giddens, plus previously unreleased music from Tyler Childers and Sierra Farrell. To find more about the release, at mountainstage.org or visit ohboy.com. Caleb Cottle grew up in the Appalachian foothills of North Carolina. He's done stints in New Orleans and Nashville, but his home state keeps calling him back. That Appalachian sensibility is all over his latest album, Sweet Critters. It's in the instruments and in the arrangements, but you also hear it in the lyrics. They're stories of complicated characters presented without judgment. It's his sixth studio album, and he's brought his band with him to play you some songs from it this evening. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Caleb Cottle and the Sweet Critters.